The technical director of the program, Brent Gallagher, joins us now. Brent, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, Brent, for Canadians going over to Ireland for rugby, it'd be kind of like, now, I don't know if maybe it's the same level, but it'd be like some Irish hockey kids coming over for Bantam and Minja AAA and winning.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great experience for the kids, the culture, to get to know the culture and the game of rugby over there. And like I say, it's for our kids to go over there, it's like hockey, you know, like just like you say, the kids coming here to play hockey, it's totally different. And it was a great experience for the kids, and they did pretty much, I'd say, awesome is the way I'd explain it.
Now, you had two teams. You had the U-15s and the U-17 teams go over there for a 10-day tour where they played four games against junior clubs in Dublin, Galway, Limerick, and Mullingar. How do you set this up? How does something like this come about?
I had a vision about, I'd say, 2-3 years ago that this is something that I always wanted to do with young kids. Even I took the parents with us, too. They had the opportunity to come. I'm trying to grow the game here. And a good way to grow the game is to get over there and see the culture and how it's run over there and bring the parents with us, because I'm a big believer if the parents get to know the game, they're the ones that are going to go sell the game to us, because it's very the game here is not really well known. So they're the ones that are going to sell the game for me when they come back, if they, you know, and they're the ones that drive the kids to the pitch right at that age. So I just had this vision that take them over there, get experience that, and hopefully they learn from it and enjoy it and talk about it for many years to come.
When you look at kind of the evolution of rugby in Canada, you know, I see it, you know, at the Sevens, Canada, of course, is becoming a lot more competitive than we have been in the past. What's been the biggest reason why we've improved rugby nationally?
I think they're just working harder. There are a lot of our players are getting overseas to play over there, because they have to go over there to play, because it's not professional here. We're overseas, it's professional. So a lot of them are going overseas, getting a bit of contract over there, getting noticed, and bringing back their experience here to help grow the game. Like Canada Sevens just beat the All Blacks for the first time ever last weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a huge defeat for Canada. Like, that's awesome, right? So it's a big accomplishment for them. You know, now it's an Olympic sport. So that's what Canada's building towards and stuff like that. So, and hopefully it'll grow the game here in Canada.
Brett Gallagher, technical director at the Strathcona Druids junior program, joins us. They just had their U-15 and U-17 teams go over to Ireland. Now, I know the U-15s actually won their last two games against Limerick and Mullingar, 17-5 and 25-7. Just did the kids get more comfortable when you saw those games? How are Canadian rugby, like, do we have a style at that age level in how we play? Like,
Basically just basics. We have to keep the kids keep the game very simple for them. Just to teach them the simple aspects of the game, the tackling aspects, the catching aspects, and the passing, and just very simple. And if they can do the simple things, they're going to go a long way in the game of rugby. They went over there. It's totally different. It's wet. It's cold. We trained in the gyms here, right, and can't get outside. So for us going over there and playing well in that weather and winning two games for the young kids is a great accomplishment for them. So, and it's just keeping it basics for us. That's concentrate on the basics parts of the game for the young ones, and then hopefully we can move on from there.
And so the U-15s go over this. Will they go over again in 2 years to play?
I don't think so. Probably,
nope.
There's talk. I would love to go every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say no, but it's a lot of work. I would love to do it go to another country, maybe go to Wales.
Okay.
Something like that. But it's a lot of work, and if we can make it work, absolutely. I would love to do it every 2 years, and it's just getting the right people to help out, volunteer-wise, and getting the parents on board. And there's already talk that some parents want to go somewhere else, so that's great. So I'm a big believer in it, because you need to play the game all year, really, right? So if we can work over winter doing it, and then have something for these kids to have a goal to, that'll get them out playing the game in the wintertime, indoors, of course, where we don't really have a rugby facility for indoors here. So
that was going to be my next question. Now, obviously, the weather's an issue in Canada, excluding maybe in the West Coast. Has there been talk? What would you need to have a proper indoor facility for rugby?
You'd have to build like a, let's say a dome kind of thing where it's structured just for rugby. You know, have the field space structured so you have the right size of field. We use Commonwealth Stadium for other programs this year for the Edmonton Gold, which is great. Like when we have the full facility, but it's not a rugby size rugby field. And stuff like that, but you can tackle on it. So if we can get something built like that somewhere in the city, like let's say Ellerslie Rugby Pitch, let's say they decided to put their heads together, let's build an inside dome so for all the clubs can use it, I think it would go a long, long way in for the kids here in Alberta for the growth of the game.
Has there been talk? Is this a possibility for the rugby community?
There's been talk. There's been people throwing it around, absolutely. But it's just, you know, yeah, you know, there's always throwing around. It's just basically, let's get it done, mm-hmm. right? If we don't have something, it's just, we're just going to keep going. You know, we'll be back on our heels again, right? Where all these other sports have indoor facilities to use, like indoor soccer, indoor lacrosse, right? They have all the facilities, right? The right space for it, where rugby doesn't have the right space for it, where we're using schools to train in where, you know, you just can't tackle on hardwood floor, right? So
right.
The things we have to use is bring out the wrestling mats. And stuff like that. So that's how we use it, is bring out the wrestling mats, but it's not the same, of course. Definitely, but if, you know, hopefully in the future here we can get indoor facility. That would be the ultimate goal.
At the Druids and maybe other programs across the city, are you seeing more kids interested in rugby? And if so, how come?
There's definitely more kids getting more involved. I think it's word of mouth in a lot of ways from a lot of other parents and kids. Getting to know the game, seeing it more, I think, a little bit, you know, on TV. And that's how it's really growing. High school, it's booming. Like, there's a lot, like, all the schools in high school have teams. Like, we run our huge high school tournament every year at the end of April, the 24th and 25th. We have our high school tournament that we run at our club, the Strathcona Druids High School Tournament, is on the Friday of April 24th and 25th. And we have 16 boys teams and 16 girls teams, high school teams, playing for 2 days. So that's the kickoff, basically, for high school rugby. And it's a very short season where you got basically a month where they start the games. You'd be a month and a half and the season's done, right? So that's the sad part about it, right?
Yeah.
It's not a very long season.
No.
So you don't have much time to, you know, teach the kids. And like we at the Druids, we have an under 7 program all the way up to under 19 program, right? So we're getting these kids younger now, starting to play rugby, which is growing, you know. Definitely I'd say the game's growing.
Now you'd mentioned playing year round, and there's so many studies that say you shouldn't have kids play any sport year round. It's actually bad for them. You want them to play other sports. So even if you got an indoor facility, would that actually be beneficial?
Yep, absolutely. I agree with kids need to play other sports. Like 100%. Like my boy plays hockey and rugby, right? I totally agree that he needs to play double sports. But it would be just nice to have that so we can do other stuff, like have skills, more skill work sessions with him, and build a game that way. And you can play a touch league, whatever. And, you know, it's all skills. Touch leagues are good for skill work and stuff like that for the kids. So at least they've got their hands on the ball year-round. And I think it would go a long way.
Well, Brent, congratulations. Sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime trip for all those kids on the U-17 and U-15 teams for your program. You guys were very competitive and obviously won a few games, which is even better.
Yep.
Continued success. Appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate you giving me a call and let me talk on the show. Thank you.